FEMA Director David Paulison says five teams of federal, state, and local officials will start assessing flood damage first thing tomorrow morning. They'll sum up the amount of damage they find and report back to him. And then it will be up to Paulison to decide whether or not to recommend to the president that he grant Governor Jim Doyle's request for emergency declarations.
With the damage that I've already seen, I'm sure there will be several counties that will get a declaration.
That would entitle a county to federal assistance to rebuild its public infrastructure, whether that be schools, roads, or sewer systems. In the short term, FEMA will also assess whether individual homeowners are entitled to federal money to cover flood damage. Director Paulison says this is for homes that either don't have flood insurance or are underinsured.
The fact that there is a significant number of people that do not have flood insurance, we want to make sure we can get whatever money they're due in their hands as fast as possible.
If someone qualifies, they could receive up to around $28,000 to cover repairs. Paulison says these payments should be in people's hands within a few days to over a week, although he says it could vary because the flood damage in the Midwest is so spread out. FEMA assessment teams will begin their work tomorrow in Crawford, Vernon, Richland, La Crosse, and Sauk counties. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.